Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, the Lutheran Women's League of Great Britain held its annual convention online, and it was lovely to see folk from many ELC congregations participating. It was a warm and friendly time of fellowship, business, news, and service. The theme was True Friends, based on Jesus' words in Gethsemane. Well, that's where I think he said them. About greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. And undoubtedly, we agree, the sacrifice is the sign of ultimate friendship bonds. But let's be honest, it's never our first choice for showing friendship. The next verse also made me stop and think. You are my friends if you do what I command you. If you don't think that might be a problem, try saying it to someone in your discussion about friendship, or say it to existing friends and see the reaction. And yes, it got me thinking that Jesus is my friend, but how am I his friend? C.S. Lewis pointed out in his book The Four Loves that friendship is marked by walking side by side, bonded by a common commitment going forward into the future, that the people know their friendship. There's no need to talk about it, whereas eros love, or lovers, are normally face-to-face, absorbed in each other, and talking to each other about each other. Thus, for Lewis, friendship is quite rare, and the least jealous of the loves, because it delights in more people joining them and their common interest, whether that be a craft, sport, a project, or something spiritual. Christian congregations can be troubled by social homogeneity, where the members want the newcomers to be like them, and can be accused of being unfriendly. It is easy to forget that a Christian congregation should be the most diverse group of the people in any locale, a group of people with different politics, music tastes, culinary preferences, skills and education, ages, wealth, health, languages, life experiences. But they are together, bonded, one, because they are in Christ. And yes, that doesn't mean that everyone automatically gets on, but that we share a common commitment, walking side by side with each other, and we can view each other as friends through Jesus, who is friend to us all. Jesus' words make sense and are true for us because we discover that through Jesus' death and resurrection, that God has always been about sharing a relationship with us from creation onwards. The project God is interested in, and we discover, is a good project, and I'm calling it the Life Project, or Life Together. And the followers of Jesus discover that they now have life, true life, with meaning, purpose, security, hope, where sin, evil, shame, and death no longer dominate. And we and God share this life project. God knows us, and we learn more and more about God. And this friendship isn't jealous, because we and God want to meet more friends. And this learning about each other happens when we're reading, studying, discussing, learning, meditating, living God's Word. For the Holy Spirit's goal is to draw us to Jesus, and Jesus points us to the Father, and the Father points us to the Son, and together they send the Holy Spirit to us, and we get more and more glimpses of our God and His grace and of ourselves and how to navigate each day. Because our mutual goal, God's goal for us, and our goal for ourselves is that we live well, a life full of meaning and purpose, a secure life that is found only in Christ, as we do as He says, because He has given us life and made us His friends, and we want to draw closer to God as we draw closer to words, water, bread and wine. This perspective, that God and us are sharing a project called our life, I think increases our awe, wonder, and admiration for the all-powerful God, whose goal is graciously to serve us. Our triune God, indeed, is our true friend. Let us pray. Jesus, our loving friend and Saviour, you have promised to give us your Spirit to be with us forever. Stay within our hearts so that we love one another as you have loved us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.